This is Dave Holman with Shrink Wrap, brief reminders on mental health issues to improve your day. What is self-esteem? If the universe, or God, didn't want us to be here, we wouldn't be. As just one of millions of other species on this planet, we have value. We matter. We're not a mistake or a waste of time. For that reason, in order to function fully, we need to regard ourselves as having value. The extent to which we accomplish this is called self-esteem. It's a healthy, positive regard for your own existence, a belief that you have a right to be here and that you can, and often do, make a positive difference. A healthy self-esteem shouldn't be confused with arrogance, pretentiousness, or worse, narcissism. Those three are actually signs of a low sense of self-regard. A positive self-regard places you neither above nor below the rest of humanity. Rather, you see yourself as an equal, a brother, or a sister. Unfortunately, too many of us don't have a healthy sense of self-regard. There are many reasons for this. Perhaps we were raised with too much negativity and criticism, too much condemnation from those that mattered to you. And sometimes, I have to say, poorly applied religious principles get the idea of self-esteem and self-love mixed up. Schools can often contribute to low self-esteem by placing perfectionistic standards upon us. Self-love, as it is understood, is actually selfishness, in which you place yourself and your needs above others. A healthy sense of self-regard brings out the best in you. You become more generous, more compassionate, and caring. Most of the time, the things we think we hate about ourselves are simply untrue. Maybe you compare yourself to others, believing that you're not as attractive as a favorite celebrity. Maybe you compare yourself to your heroes, believing you can't measure up to them. It's a good idea to keep two thoughts in mind. First, many attractive celebrities have dark sides to them and often don't look as good in public. Secondly, heroes have their foibles as well, often having failed in areas not too much attention has been drawn to. Often, our heroes simply don't regard themselves as being particularly heroic. So if you don't like yourself, ask yourself why, and then ask if those reasons are, well, reasonable and supportable. This is Dave Holman for Shrink Wrap, right here on KPIP Fayette 94.7, and thanks for listening.